Hi, Duchess. Today is the 14th of August, 1970. And it's Friday. And I am very tired. I really am, Duchess. It has been a busy week. It has been a busy month. Anyway, let's see. Since I talked with you last, which was on the 6th, it's just over a week. Let's see, what have I done? I can't remember what happened up until the 9th. On the 9th, I went to Chulai. Excuse me, Chulai is up north, and it was an opening of a service club. They had a club there for a long time, but they relocated, and so we opened a new one. I have something in my throat. And that was about a 13-hour day. It was very nice, and I was glad we attended. But I left here about 20 minutes after 6 in the morning, and with one thing or another happening, I didn't return until about 7:30, 20 minutes to 8 that evening. We went up in a U-21, which is the only way to fly, but it's a two-hour flight at that, one way. And so, then when we came back, the airfield was closed because it was raining, and we had to go to Long Thanh, which is just a five-minute hop away from here. And we had to hang around there for about an hour or so before we could catch another flight to land here at Long Bend. It was very nice, really, because I met four or five colonels that were on a special trip from Washington, D.C., I believe, Army, and they were very pleasant. And I was carrying around this huge punch bowl that I had taken to Chulai because they needed an extra one. And so everybody was kind of kidding with me as to, what are you doing with that punch bowl? You know, and I would say, well, this is my martini and my cup runneth over and all this stuff. Anyway, so I had to work all day Sunday. And then this week I did a bit of traveling, which is good. I like to get out in the field, and I haven't done very much of it lately. But I went Tuesday down to Sock Trang, because we're going to close that club down there the middle of next month. And I had to talk to the commander and whatnot. And then on Wednesday I went to Canto, and I guess I was there most of the day, all day. I spent the night there, and then on Thursday I went to Vinh Long, and then back to Canto, and then I caught a flight up here. It really is crazy the way you just fly around this country with no reservation. You never know what there is coming through in order to get a ride. And on Thursday, I had a terrible time getting to Vinh Long. It took me about 2 hours out of Canto. It's just a 10-minute flight, Duchess. And I finally got there. And then I had another difficult time getting a ride out of Vinh Long. But I finally got a Kiowa, or a Loach 58. It's a new type of a Loach plane. Anyway, it's a chopper. And I finally got back to Canto just in time to catch this ride with Jim Phillips. He's the colonel there of the airfield. He's the airfield commander. And he had told me that he'd give me a ride on this U-21. And I got on it, and the very first stop we made was Vinh Long. And I said, Jim, I just left here. But he didn't realize we were going to be stopping. And so for an hour, I'd been flying around, hadn't gotten anywhere, really. So, and at the moment, I'm talking to you, and I'm really very, very tired, because I think the traveling wears me out. And then not having had a day off, because I came back from my R&R to Tokyo on the 4th, and of course I've worked right through, and today's the 14th. And so I'm just really kind of, actually I'm in kind of a gay mood. I came home this evening, and I was listening to the news, the 6 o'clock news, and I must have fallen asleep, Duchess, maybe 10-15 minutes, because the news was on and the sports and everything, and then all of a sudden I heard this knock on the door, and so I jumped right up, and it was Bill Van Anten, my neighbor, and he said, "Come on in, we have time for a quickie." So I go dashing out, half asleep I was, really. I went next door to his room, and actually it's two doors down, about 20 feet at the very, very most. And so I was having a scotch and water, and he was going to dinner with some of the other IG people. All of them I know quite well. They're very nice people. But I really was not quite awake. And then I had sent myself a package, Duchess, from Tokyo. It just had a few things in it. It had these small little plastic containers that had an oyster in it, and it had supposedly it guaranteed one pearl in each oyster, and I got four of those, so I gave them to the girls in the office, Jane and Vera and Mrs. Lawn, Jean Walton, and they sort of got a charge out of it. It's a little oyster with a pearl in it, and it comes in a little plastic container of, I guess, seawater, I don't know. Anyway, but also in the package I had a few bells, just a couple of bells, just a little jingly bell kind of thing. And I told Van Anten I'd bring him back a surprise, because he always brings me something too. So I gave him one of these little bells, and he was very delighted. And then, Duchess, I mean, I could just shut this microphone off, this tape recording, and go to sleep. I'm so groggy at the moment, but I wanted to tape you because I always feel I'm never going to get the chance. But Van Anten, you know, he replaced Hawke's position. He's the IG here, Inspector General of UCV, which is a very prominent position in the military. Anyway, he has this General Lynch who is visiting. He's the deputy IG of Department of the Army. And so he's been here a couple of days now, and Bill's going to have a cookout steak party tomorrow night right outside the Hooch here. And he called me this morning and asked me would I sort of be the hostess for the evening. And it's just marvelous, and I was very excited about it, except I had already accepted plans. And so I had to tell him that I couldn't go. And so I got raked across the coals tonight because Bill and Tom and another Bill, and these men are all full colonels and they're IGs, and they really wanted me to come tomorrow night. But Bill Hawke called me last night. He had called during the day, and I got the message, and I called him back when I got in from the Delta, and he asked me to come down tomorrow night, Saturday, and have dinner with him, and I said I would. So I just could not go back on my word, although I really am sorry, because I think it would be very pleasant, and it would be right outside my door. We're going to have the cookout. So it never rains, but it pours. Many Saturday nights I just spend the whole evening in my room, which I prefer. Believe me, there isn't a night in the week you have to be alone, because there's always somebody wanting to do nothing, really, other than, I mean, having a few drinks and all this, and I get very tired of that. So anyway, I called Bill earlier this evening and told him I'd be catching a chopper ride down tomorrow afternoon. I'll stop and visit with Charmaine a couple of hours, and then Bill will pick me up at about 1800, 6 o'clock tomorrow evening, and he's going to have his cook prepare dinner at his place. He has a very nice place, and so we'll have dinner in. Probably have wine and candlelights and the whole bit. And I guess we'll have his roommate, too. Dave, he's very nice. I told you about him, Duchess. He's the he's in charge of all Coast Guard here in Vietnam. And so, anyway, just too bad I couldn't host the cookout for the general, because it's very seldom that we have a general attending a cookout. Anyhow. So that's going to take care of the weekend. What else? I wish I were wide awake. I really am not. I had one scotch and water, and I'm just so tired. I'm just beat. I came back filthy yesterday, just, I had dirt all over me, Duchess, my face, my whole body. The dirt was just sticking to me. So the first thing I did was take a shower. I must have been in there 40 minutes, taking a shower, washing my hair. It was really dirty. I forget how dirty and dusty the Delta is. I should know because I live there. However, it's been a few weeks since I've been down. And of course, it's very warm. And, I just was so dirty when I got home. Anyway, also tomorrow, usually, Duchess, we work a half a day on Saturday. We work from 7:30 in the morning until 12:30. But this week I've put in 20 hours overtime already, in addition to a 9-hour day. 8-hour day, I guess. Yeah, 8-hour day. But we work 9 hours a day, at least. So I've got 20 hours above that, and I'm just so tired. So I asked Jane this morning if I couldn't take tomorrow off since I had put in a lot of hours this week. And she sort of hemmed and hawed, as Jane always does, with her, "Well, I don't know." So I said, "Well, I really would like to, because that's just, we don't get paid for more than 30 hours overtime in a 2-week period. And if I work my regular hours next week, I'll have over 30 hours. And this has happened many times before. And I would just as soon have the time off." So she finally said, "Well, I guess so." So I said, "Great, then I won't be at work tomorrow." And I do believe that that will be the first Saturday, the full day, that I have had off in, well, maybe a year and a half. As I say, usually we get Sunday off. Not since last September, at least. I've never had a full Saturday off, unless I have been on R&R or something. But, I'm looking forward to it. In fact, I put the maid on the telephone with Mrs. Lon, who is our secretary, and I explained to Mrs. Lon to please translate to the maid that I don't want her to come in my room tomorrow morning because I'll be sleeping late. I just don't want her to bother. Let her iron in somebody else's room. She uses my room all the time for the ironing, and then, of course, she usually sleeps on the floor and all this stuff. But I would just love to sleep late one morning. So I think she understood that. And it's just great. I just can't wait to go to bed and sleep late. Just so tired. But it's a good feeling. Otherwise, I feel fine. My ankle was giving me a little trouble this week. It's not quite normal, but it hasn't snapped out of position either. But it's the first week in a long time that it has even bothered me. And I don't know why, but I don't know quite what to do about it. I did bandage it the other night, but just wait and see. It doesn't hurt me. It's just that I know it could and would snap right out of its joint if I wasn't very careful. But it's a little bit swollen. And that's the first time in a long time. So, let's see, last night when I got in, as I say, about, it was after 5, I've been hitchhiking my way all through the Delta, and I did manage last night to write just a few lines to Mother, and I sent her some money. I try to do that at least every 2 months, which is about the biggest accomplishment I succeed in doing when it comes to writing. But I just wrote a few pages and put it in the mail because I do want to keep in touch, and that's it. But the tapes I find easier to do, except, as I say, I'm very, very tired, and I'm really a bit groggy. But I feel fine, and that drink did not help. One small scotch and water just was enough to totally unwind me. I had a letter from you, Duchess, when I had returned from the Delta, and, gee, we're one or two things I was going to comment on. Nothing too important. It was a very nice letter, but you did mention you had been quite ill. Very severe cold. I hope all of that is over with by the time you receive this tape. It was also very informative, your note telling me about the Campbell tomatoes, and always a little bit of news about Ron and Marie and Bee and Henry and the neighbors and the estate. All very good. And about the TV, you changed your mind on it. Well, I will get one, Duchess, before I leave here. I'll order one from the Paysex catalog. Whether you want it or you don't, we'll both use it. I think it would be nice to have. I have to kind of watch on the finances because this money comes out of my checking account. And I do very well at spending whatever is in my checking account when I'm on R&R. But it won't be any problem. But I will pick one out and just get it mailed as soon as I get time. It just isn't time, Duchess. I don't know what happens to me. Of course, Bill Bennett, my neighbor here, he is constantly popping in, like sometimes 4 or 5 times a week, just to have a drink and a little chat. And, you know, by the time he leaves, it's time to go to bed.